أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير. الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت الصوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز. The past few ayats that we had discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about various aspects of Hajj. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect that is important in the Shariat. And when we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the lives of our Sahaba, of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that 13 years they spent in Makkah Mukarramah were years of persecution, were years of difficulties. The kuffar had been persecuting them, and the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had to leave Makkah Mukarramah, and then the hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place. During this period of time, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum often went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go out and make jihad and fight in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the ayat at that particular moments that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were verses of forgiveness, were verses of overlooking the difficulties that were coming in the path of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and various other Sahaba were of the opinion that these were the very first verses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to going out and making jihad and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah, ayah number 39 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, that permission had been granted to those people who had been fought against. What permission was given? That they should go out now and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason, بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, because they were wronged, they were oppressed, they were forced out of their homes in Makkah Mukarramah, they were persecuted, and when they came to Medina Munawwara, the kuffar had not left Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had not left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they left no stone unturned in still trying to block the way of Islam, to block the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were still thirsty for the blood of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Wa inna allaha ala nasrihim laqadir. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, despite they had made hijrah to Medina Munawwara, despite the fact that the people of Medina, the Ansar, had also accepted Iman and Islam, but yet they were still very, very weak insofar as the worldly point of view had seemed, insofar as arms and ammunition was concerned. One needs to remember and understand that when we look at the seerah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar did not only have military might, but they also had abundance insofar as worldly wealth was concerned. And obviously we hear and we know that especially at the time of Badr, for example, they had sent out caravans to Syria and other places in which they had placed their wealth so that the cumulative and the profits of it will be used against the deen of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says immediately on giving the Sahaba permission, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to assist the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, who were these people that were given this permission to go out and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were those people that were driven out of their homes, بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, without any right. There was no charge against them that was legitimate that they should be leaving their homes. إِلَّا أَن يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. The only, in inverted commas, crime that they had committed was they said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very important aspect of jihad. Allah speaks about one very important aspect of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not granted this law of jihad to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of the past, then obviously there wouldn't have been no place where man would have been able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to also bear in mind that as far as some of the religions of the past were concerned, they could not make ibadat and they could not perform salat, like the privilege that Allah had given this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can perform salat anywhere and everywhere. We can make jamaat in our airports, we can make jamaat in our, on the roads, etc. But they were confined to particular places and spaces that they had to give out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they had to make waqaf for Allah Rabbul Izzat. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great advantage of jihad fi sabilillah and qital and going out and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. And had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not created the repelling of man, some of them against others, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعَ, then we would have found the situation in which the monasteries, in which the monks used to preservedly keep these places and pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those would have been totally demolished. Wabiya, and then secondly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the churches that the people of the past had constructed, and they had done so in the name of Allah, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the times of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, then that would have also been demolished. And then Allah says, wasalawat, and then even the synagogues that they had built for the sake of Allah, they had built to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would have also been destroyed. Wa masajid, and of course the masjids that were built for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah's ibadah takes place, that would have also been destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one of the reasons why these places of worship had been erected in the first place, yuzkaru fiha smullahi kathira, in which Allah's name would be taken in abundance. And this is the very, very important aspect. We come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to perform our salat, that is a form of dhikr and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that we should utilize the moments that we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Keep away chit-chat from our masjids, keep away the worldly talks from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us concentrate on the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is after all why it had been constructed and why it had been brought into being. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Rabbul Izzat will certainly assist that person that assists Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, assisting Allah means assisting the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And time and time again we are reminded that Allah is not in need of us helping the deen of Allah, but it is Allah's kindness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes work of deen from us, and for that we should appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes work of deen from us. Inna Allah la qawiyyun aziz. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful, most strong and aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have protected all this without the intervention of man, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a portion so that we can also participate in the works of deen and protect this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.